It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Lofting it deep, right side, in the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes, at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Every Tuesday night, with us for 10 minutes, Bill Roth joining us, the voice of the Hokies. It was media day today as Virginia Tech gets ready for Duke, but they're still being asked a lot of questions about what happened on Saturday against North Carolina, and Bill joins us now. Bill, I listened to you last night, listened to a little bit today online at the press conference. I'm hearing, I heard the phrase, start over a lot last night by your guest. Is this a start over job right now in Blacksburg?
Well, I think for this team it is. I think that their perspective is if this team doesn't improve this week, it will lose to Duke, and then you got a real problem. But if it wins this week, then all of a sudden, you know, the North Carolina lots, they're going to beat some other people. They're not eligible for the division title. I think what Coach Beamer's selling his guys is if you win some games here down the stretch, you can still win the division. And but they're going to have to play better because, you know, I was talking to someone earlier today. Every light on the dashboard is on. You know when your car is old and you got some problems
with
it?
Good comparison. I like that.
Yeah, everything is lit up right now. And that's unusual for Virginia Tech. And there's no question about it. Every program has a year or two like that, you think. We've been able to avoid it. But right now that's not the case. And I think, you know, mentally, I think Coach Beamer's been through this before. I like the way he's kind of addressing it with his team compared to some other clubs around the country that are having some issues right now. I think one of the things they did last week in simpling up the offense helped. It was by far the best day the offense had all year, even though it didn't run the ball very well. It was still the best day the offense had. They're going to try to do the same thing defensively this week. They're going to simple things up a little bit. They're not going to scheme as much. They're just going to play. And I think a lot of kids have been, at least Coach Foster's thought is that they're thinking too much instead of just playing. And we saw some, again, big plays allowed for the second week in a row. And Duke, if they can do anything, it's score on big plays. So I think you got to make the other team snap the ball 25 times before they score. They'll let them go 80 yards in two plays. Make them run the ball a little bit.
I know a lot of people aren't loving Bud Foster, but one thing I love about Bud Foster is his raw honesty. And listening to him use words pitiful and pathetic after that game on Saturday, it's one thing I appreciate when someone's raw and honest.
Yep, I agree. I think Bud was really right on. I thought Steiny was too. After the game at D.C. the week before, I'm not hearing a whole lot of excuses. But I think, you know, with this team where it is right now with six games to go, they've got a lot of good players on this team. They just got to play better.
Now, I got to beg to differ here. This is, you know, I'm taking small sample size here. But, you know, I'm hearing James Gales say, well, we didn't see that formation on that 62-yard run. And Bud called it a cop-out. And you got Jack Tyler saying the best tackle all day was when, you know, the secondary got tackled by one of the defensive tackles. You've heard guys talk about how hot it was in Pittsburgh in pregame warmups, and you've had guys talk about we're not ready to go. That's where I have quite a concern about just some of the, once again, just certain players and individuals, but the comments coming out from this team about, you know, there are excuses to me, and that doesn't sit with me too well.
Well, maybe from the guys. I was talking about more from the coach's perspective.
Oh, yeah. Bud shot straight. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, Bernard had an unbelievable day running the football on Tech. That was the greatest game statistically anyone's ever had. I'm not so sure he's the best back Tech's ever seen. And, no, I mean, the play that he scored on, Bonner went to the wrong spot. That wasn't a formation that Tech had never seen before. That was a guy that's playing a new position, running the wrong spot. And he was trying his best to make a play, but that's not his responsibility. One of the things some of the guys talked about today was we don't need any heroes on defense. Just play your spot. Don't worry about trying to help anybody else out. Just play your spot, and the defense will work.
What's been the most surprising part of this? Because this is a talented group that returns from last year where they did very well. Is it the execution? Is it the tackling? I mean, what's most surprising about a group that returned 9 and is struggling this bad?
I'm concerned that the guys up front aren't getting the push that they got last year. That this team only has 8 sacks, whereas last year they had a whole bunch more. that I'm not seeing Gale making plays he made for much of last year. I'm not seeing our defensive line crush quarterbacks like it did last year. And I think as a result, it's made our secondary probably look worse than it is. You know, last year, not only did we have an experienced guy and an All-American back there in Hosley, but you had quarterbacks always on the run, running for their lives, throwing the ball away and trying to force passes because a rush was coming. I'm not so sure Renner, well, I guess he got sacked once by Tyler, but for the most part, Renner was able to throw with ease on Saturday. And I think that's the concern coming into this game with Renfrey, because if you don't get to him and let him sit back there and deliver the ball on the money to his really good receivers, I mean, if there's anything Duke could do, it's pitch and catch it. And that's nothing new. They were like that last year. There's got to be some pressure put on the quarterback. So to answer your question, I think that's been the biggest surprise so far is the lack of heat up front.
What about the thoughts, and I heard this asked, I've heard this asked, you know, I've gotten this asked, what about the use of nickel that's taken Virginia Tech out of doing Bud Foster's thing?
Correct. I think we'll see less of that Saturday. Last year Tech was so good in that. A, he had a great front four rush, and Kyle Fuller was a terrific nickel. I think having Kyle move full-time to corner has been a change for those guys on that side of the ball.
We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll take a look at Duke and ask the great question here at week seven. Anybody want to win the Coastal? More with Bill Roth coming up next on the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in Tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Right back at it with Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. He joins us each and every Tuesday night. And don't forget the boys, Big Cat and Hokie Steve, in studio at 6 o'clock for Tech Talk Tuesday. Bill, I like that back and forth. We should do that again. I like that little whistle sound effect when I asked you, does anybody want to win the Coastal?
That could have been a John Swofford whistle also. He's probably wondering the same thing. It's almost indefensible when you read the columns that, say, for example, a John Feinstein writes in the Post, or you listen to a guy like Feinbaum or any of the national pundits talk about the ACC from a football standpoint, it's almost indefensible at this point. I thought Miami has really good players. Now, they don't have a lot of depth. But when they go out of the league and their Kansas State-Notre Dame scores are unbelievable to me. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. There's too many good players in this league because – someone asked me yesterday on another show, Wes, you know, at the end of the year, the ACC will have just as many guys drafted as the SEC. Why does this keep happening? And I can't put my finger on it. I'm sure, you know, Swofford's a football player, ex-player. He would probably be able to tell you more. It's unbelievable to me because we've got really good coaches in this league. I'm telling you, there are dynamite coaches in this league, not only head coaches, but some of the coordinators. And to see what's happening year after year is really perplexing.
It's wild. And, of course, same old song and dance when you see what happened to Florida State on Saturday night. You said Swofford blowing a whistle. I think Saturday night Swofford just put his head down on a desk and just started pounding it because Florida State, that was your last national championship hope right there. And all the talk about Blacksburg on a Thursday night and Florida down the road, you kind of forgot about the old embarrassment of the Wolfpack last year, and it caught up with them.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, hard for any one-loss ACC team to win it.
Yeah, I'd say darn near impossible.
At least this year, the way it's going to turn out.
Let me squeeze a quick email in here from James. Writes in, Bill, does this offense just have to begin bank on being an aerial offense, go with what works, and stay away from the run?
No, I think it better not, because you can't win with that, and because you got to be able to run the ball. And the way this team is built. Now, it's not going to be a smash-mouth team. I don't think there's any question about that. And I'm not so sure it can – well, we know. It's not going to have the rushing totals of the teams that we've seen over the last couple of years. But they're going to have to be able to run the ball a little bit. And they've got good backs, and you hope the second half of the season they'll get better. You know, the first six games for Holmes and Coleman, right now you know what you've got. Let's see how they do the second half of their freshman year.
You guys are back at Lane Stadium. What time does broadcast start?
We're on the air at 11, and the kickoff is at 12:29. It's homecoming, which is always fun, and it's the Maroon Effect game.
All right, and who knew?
Hey, by the way, we'll be down there tomorrow night. The Richmond basketball tip-off event is tomorrow night. I know.
Nobody tells me when you guys come to town. Why am I the last to know? You guys are going to be here tomorrow night?
Steven the Big Kettle, yeah. They'll be there. And Coach Johnson from the men's side and Coach Wolf from the women's side, Eric Green, will be there tomorrow night.
I'm shunned from all Virginia Tech events.
RichmondHokieClub.org.
All right. Well, I'm sure the boys will be talking about it at 6. I will talk to you next Tuesday. Have a good
Sounds
week.
Great.
That is Bill Roth from the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Tuesday. My boycott, did I say something offensive on the air? Am I not allowed to come? Thank Hokie Steve for the invite. I really appreciate that.